Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm CG Wolf.
And today we have Karen Margolis and Amanda Gale joining us on Zoom.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
We're very excited to have you two. We both watch your podcast clips, and you are two very funny ladies.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
It's
we try.
Podcast, if anybody cares.
What'd you say?
It's the Audacity podcast.
Oh, no, that's not right. It's the Audacity LGBTQ podcast.
Yes, in honor of, it's the queer podcast of comedy.
We are two queer women that are just, you know, talking.
Our best queer lives, yeah.
I didn't even know. I did not realize
that
two of my friends were queer.
Right.
I could have swore that one of you had a man and that...
I
think you're both straight, actually.
Well, see, this is a misconception about the queer community, Kate, and I really would appreciate you just like
I'm playing like earnest detective.
Yeah, if you could just keep open mind.
Yeah, can you just keep open mind that like it doesn't mean you necessarily like date women or you ever had sex with a woman.
Okay, well, I did hook up with a girl. I did do that.
So Karen did make a girl come. So she actually is more like queer than most men. So
yeah,
that's beautiful.
Not to say that we're queer. Yeah, that's true.
You
yeah,
made a girl come. Is that the
one time? Yeah, I'm hooked up with a girl.
What did you, were your fingers or your?
Oh, his fingers. Listen, we would have gotten into more if we'd had more time, but it was like time was of the essence and whatever, and it was this whole like long bizarre night, and it was so much fun. Then we kind of like lost touch.
Well, I'm going to move on from this because I still
get, great story.
No, I'm still in the teaching biz. Look, if comedy takes off, we can talk all about that night and all the sexual nights. But as I still have to enter the teaching world.
Okay, sorry to derail.
Oh, that's right. You're professional. Okay.
I'm sorry to derail. Sorry.
It's not fun, but you know, I try to keep it. I'm still crazy on these things, but I try not to go as far as creative used to, you know.
I know.
So we're gonna get into the first topic, which is the presidential debate. Ooh. And I know you're not gonna want to say much.
Are we not
gonna
talk about what you do in the Astrodome? Because that was the next thing about
Stitchy, did you not just hear what I said?
It just popped into my head.
Are you about to get super rich where I don't have to teach it all anymore?
Sure hope so, baby.
Because then I can talk all that smack.
Okay.
So presidential debate. Did y'all see it?
Yes.
Yeah, we watched it.
What are your thoughts? I mean, I know everyone was making fun of Biden because he was super geriatric. But if you listened to what he was saying, it was kind of like the ASMR episode for Biden. It was like so whispery into the mic. But I thought what he was saying was actually pretty decent. It was an interesting thing.
Yeah. I just felt really badly for Biden. I mean, listen, forget whether I want him to be president, not want to. It was just, it felt like it was like my grandfather, like up there struggling. And I know he, you know, had some points, but it just felt like, oh God, look, this isn't nice what we're doing to him. Like he's just, it's not nice.
It was upsetting. It was hard. First of all, it was hard to watch. It was hard to watch it. I feel like every debate, to be fair, is kind of hard to watch because they're like going at each other and you're like, you're adults. But this one was really hard to watch because someone was like infirm and feeble and someone else was not. And I'll say this, I thought Trump was the most put together I've ever seen him in like a public debate setting ever. I thought he came off actually pretty poised considering his baseline and like pretty presidential. And I feel like he's becoming more like he comes across more like a politician as time goes on. And yeah, I felt for Biden. I was like, God damn, somebody give that guy some pudding. Like, why are we on a stage?
Well, yeah, I agree with Karen. I also felt like I feel like when he first started, he was going with those like low hanging fruit kind of insults because no one knew him. He was trying to get media attention. And I feel like now that he's confident in himself as a president, and he's had some successes, you know, it's not like he has like had no successes, you know, he doesn't feel the need to like, you know, be rude to people. So
I thought he was really smart. Like you know, when he was going up against someone who was fully coherent, he was doing his like reality TV showman thing, and that was successful for him. And now that he's going up against someone who has obvious dementia, I mean, the entire nation diagnosed him that night. He kept it, he was like more adult. And I think that actually made him look, that it was shocking performances, I would say, from both of them.
I also, well, that's why I also found it boring, because he wasn't like, you know, I kind of wanted the like Trump ass, but you know, someone told me that they think that because that they thought like, oh, we'll mute his mic and that will actually help us, but it actually didn't help them, because if you mute his mic, he just let like Biden keep talking, and Biden almost put his foot in his mouth. So.
Yeah, it was definitely sad to watch Biden. He did a speech the next day where he was much more with it, but like, you know, it'll be interesting if he steps down. Who, I don't know how politics is with that, if they'd even let him at this point, if they thought they could get someone else.
I heard that that's why they had the debates earlier. Like usually they don't have it in June, that they had it earlier because they want to see how he does and see if they could, you know, get someone else in the before.
Remember the debates with like Hillary where he would go and he'd stand all like up on her?
Yeah.
I thought that was fucking hilarious.
It was hilarious.
Like, what are you doing? I don't know. That's a like she's a little old lady and he's like trying to beast her.
Trump's
trying to big body her.
They're both weirdos.
But they're both weird. Like, you know, Biden smells people and Trump's very aggressive. And it's like, you know what I mean? I didn't think anyone was weirder than the other. I just thought it wasn't a fair fight. It wasn't. It was like putting your grandfather in a boxing ring. Like, why would you do that? He should be, you know what I mean? He should be sleeping.
Right.
And on you know, I'm used to like primetime debate though. Like gloves come off. I felt like Trump was very restrained, very restrained. Biden walked into one where he was just mumbling incoherently at the end of a sentence, and Trump was like, I don't think he even knows what he said.
Yeah.
So he had to say something, but he really didn't go as hard as he could have. I think he felt bad. I think he knew that people would turn on him if he went so hard against someone like that.
I think it's also because they mute his mic. I really do.
That's true.
He would have been more Trumpy if he didn't have a muted mic, but because it was like, he just let Biden kind of
Biden out.
I do think Trump was telling some lies. Like there was some fact checking after the debate, you know.
Yeah, but Biden too. Biden said a lot of stuff that was flat out untrue. I've seen they were telling lies from both sides. They both did it. I think Trump did it with more Trumpy energy, but Biden told like almost everything out of his mouth was. Now, I don't know if it's a lie or if he just didn't get it right because he's old, but does it matter? I say no.
Yeah, it's also with these things, it's not like lies. It's just not telling the whole picture. Like if you're like, oh, the economy, there's more jobs. Okay, but then people say, yeah, but there's more jobs, but there's seasonal workers. You know how people like whenever those facts come out.
I think it's you two need to maybe join the Trump team.
I am. I have taken a hard right in recent years. And
have you?
Yeah.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, I can't help it. It's like certain events have just shown me that the left is so deranged and untrustworthy, and that people on the right, I'm not saying I agree with every single thing, but I think that they generally do kind of have like a more common sense approach to stuff, and I'm over it. I'm over like the...
I'm a centrist. I'm right in the middle.
Moderate, me too. Let's do it the moderate. Yeah.
They're both kind of maniacs. I think being extreme in any way and saying like, I agree on like every single thing in this thing, it's like... What are you, not complicated at all?
It's not American to look at like Obama and be like, oh, Obama walks on water. I agree with everything he says.
Right.
I love Trump. Trump walk. Like, that's not American. American is to like criticize your leaders. That's so American, even if you vote for them, you know?
Well, they're public servants. They're supposed, that's why I don't understand. People were like, die hard for a politician. Why do you ride for a politician when it's supposed to be the exact other way around? And if they don't do a good job, they're out. Like, that's how the job works. They're public servants. They serve you. I think that's part of the reason why Hillary lost in 2016, because her thing was, I'm with her. What do you mean? I'm not with you. You should be with me.
Yeah.
I would be with you if you were with me.
Well, she also had the other one, Stronger Together. She also had Stronger Together, didn't she? One like picked up, but she did have another one that might have been less about her, but that was the one that stuck, you know.
You guys on like the real news? Because this is the best answer we've ever gotten from like a political question. I feel like I'm on the real news watching news anchors.
I'm on our usual guest. The bowels of the internet. I'm on the bowels of the internet from Reddit.
This is top notch. I just want to say
it's really nice. Yeah, I don't watch news.
I'm voting for myself.
As you should. I wish you were running. You're very, what's her name? Like Marianne Williamson. Is that her? Or
oh, yes. Her?
But she said some things I disagree with. I like her very much, but every now and then she says something and I feel like it's a little rude. Okay.
And what do you say that's rude?
It's something so dumb, but she made a statement where about like your intention. She's like, intention doesn't matter. Like, because I'm all about intention in life. Like if you say I'm going to approach everything from a state of wanting to evolve. She's saying like that's almost narcissistic, like it has to be the intention of whatever's best for the collective, and I'm like, you can have both.
I don't know
she said something and I'm like, no, I don't agree, and it made me annoy her, but that's really dumb. And I still do like her.
That's kind of like what we talk about, Kate, right? Like we've talked about this before, like sometimes you being your best self is good for the collective because you are an inspiration to people. You know,
totally.
I'd be like, exactly. Oh, I'm doing this because I saw Kate do it. You know, I saw Kate set a boundary. So like, I now know how to set a boundary. It's good for you, but now I'm inspired to also do it for me. And then I pass it on. So maybe we're all just supposed to be inspirations and not supposed to be like, you know, I was born to be inspiration, I think.
That's Amanda, the astrology expert. I know you wouldn't say expert yet, Amanda, but she did my whole chart and oh my God, she's good.
And then she also went on to do the family's chart, which includes me and the son, you know, Kate's son. And it was very impressive. I didn't know I was going to be in it.
How did you feel? Like, did you think it was spot on?
I did. It hit hard. It changed me.
It changed me. I think you're being sarcastic.
I'm being half sarcastic and half real.
For me, it did change me because we're both Aries. We were born one day apart. So it's like, wait, we're both Aries, but we're very different. We're similar in a lot of ways, but he's way calmer than I am. I'm like fire, more impulsive, emotional. I like to be a vampire and hermit, you know, just I like the spiritual, psychic shit, all that. Whereas you're more like, you want to be out. I don't want to say people pleaser because I know that has a negative connotation, but you know what I mean. He's just a different Aries.
And I love it.
Maybe he likes diplomacy. He likes to make things harmonious, diplomatic. Because the Libra rising, right? Well, I'm sorry. I don't mean it's like you both have the same chart, by the way. You're just a Leo rising, and he's a Libra rising. So it's all in different areas of the life. But so he's more like. Yes, diplomat. He's more like a Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was liberalizing. That's what it was.
Let's hope there's no Lolita Express, though.
Yes. What's Lolita Express?
It was the
plane to Epstein Island.
Yes.
Oh.
Bill Clinton frequented it
like dozens of times. Yeah.
now hold on. But maybe it was before they were like underage girls. Maybe he just had awesome parties sometimes. And no. only there were some really sketchy ones once in a while. And
he didn't become friends with the elite till he started doing the stuff with Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah, it's the why even have an island? Why even bother? You could just do it in the city, but no, you need an island because you're doing island shit.
Yeah,
I just thought he had an island because he's awesome. Like he was awesome.
You don't
so he
take
had an
like
island.
A pure innocent president to like an island of sex and pedophilia. Like you know what I mean? Take him to a different island.
Oh, I wasn't talking about Bill Clinton, you know.
Oh.
I was more talking about Epstein. Like, do you know when he had the parties? Like, did he have an island first? Or was he like, I want to have these fucking sick sex parties, and so I'm going to buy an island to do that?
No. So the story with Epstein is that we actually don't know when he and Ghislaine Maxwell started the whole kind of small business where they essentially put out minors to blackmail high... That was the whole Epstein thing. They use minors to blackmail high-profile people to get to do what they want. That was the whole... I mean, yes, he had sex with underage girls, but they were in the hopes of, like, getting blackmail on people, right? Mm-hmm. But Epstein was a private school teacher at, like, Dalton or something. And then somehow, no one knows how, but he got recruited. He said he was a money manager. We really don't know, actually, what he did to get that money or how he got involved in the operation. But he met with Ghislaine Maxwell, and they started their small business.
They used to date,
They started dating, and the rumors are, and listen, I don't want to say anything bad about like whatever. They were part that Ghislaine's father was in the Mossad, and that they like kind of did Mossad activity.
Exactly. Yeah. They were both working with the Mossad, and actually, that he was working under her, like she was her direct report.
Right. That's a because her father, Ghislaine Maxwell's father, was in the Mossad, and he died under mysterious circumstances. So
he did.
See, I feel like maybe they were together, and they were like, "Yo, I love banging young chicks," and they both did. And then they were like, "Everybody should bang young chicks. Like, let's make this a thing." You know, I don't know. This is just the stuff I come up with about how I think it might have happened.
Well, I think they wanted to make money too. Like, they knew how many sick fucks were out there and that they had the money to conceal some sick fuckery. And that's what it's been.
Well, Diddy did the same thing. There's always somebody who's having some sick freak party, because there's always sick freaks. I would say most people are sick. I'm going to go ahead and say most people. And then all you need is a little camera in like a smoke detector or whatever.
Yeah. Or a teddy bear.
Or a little teddy bear, right? Like a nanny cam, and everybody's fucked.
All right, this is my question. What do you do if you get invited to a sexy party, right? And then, you know, you're not into it, but like, do you rat? Do you leave and you tell? Because these are pretty rich people, pretty important people. You rat, you're now out of the club.
Yeah, that's why Epstein killed himself.
Right. No. You don't say anything. You don't hook up with anybody underage, because just don't do that. There's gonna be a camera. If it's too good to be true, it's probably too good to be true. I'm not saying it's good, but you know what I mean? Like, too good.
It's too good to be true.
Right.
Oh my it's God. Like, oh my God, whose idea was this?
13-year-old and nobody's watching. No, there's a catch. You know what I mean? Like, there's something going on. You're not
just gonna have known that dream. Yeah, they may not have known how old they were. Like, I know Alan Dershowitz, who used to go to Epstein Island all the time, he'd be like, no, they weren't underage. They were like early 20s. Like, I don't think anyone really asked, but from what I understand, like,
they didn't want to know.
Right.
The truth.
But right. Like in the documentary, some guy that was like the landscaper there, he stopped doing landscaping for Epstein because he's like, I would go there and the girls look like daughters, like my 13-year-old daughters. Like, there's no way anyone that island, even if you didn't hook up with underage girls, there's no way anyone that island didn't know these girls look super fucking young, you know?
Literally.
Sick fuckery out there, I'm telling you.
Did they do? Like, was there like a pool that they, you know, what did they invite the young girls to go? They were just hanging out? They're just running around out there?
They'd have these like parties where there was like dildos on the table and the girls would like hook up with each other, and like, there was, I think, Bill Gates was at one of those parties, and I know Alan Dershowitz was at the parties, and like, yeah,
I heard Oprah and Ellen DeGeneres.
Really?
I think everyone. Chelsea Handler was on the list.
Don't bring Oprah into this. I can't. She's a saint.
I just hear. I mean, when you're on TikTok scrolling and looking through the comment section, like, a lot of people are like, Ellen, Illuminati, Oprah, Maui fires, like, people throw out things, and I just
think, like, even if they didn't do anything, they knew stuff. It's not like anyone did anything, like, they sexually harassed or had, like, relations underage. They were just complicit, because there's no way in hell people on that island didn't see those girls and go, okay, like, they look young, like, of course you don't. What, do you want to fuck up your life? No. You know, you don't give a fuck about these girls, like, you know, for better or for worse, you know? For worse, I mean, not for better, but you know.
but you can't rat.
Why would you?
They're gonna murder you. You can't. You just
do keep. Do you not go to the next party?
Yeah, you don't.
I mean, what if you're coming up? Like, these are very networking wealthy event. People.
But if everyone powerful in Hollywood's there, then you can network. Like, it was like they were so powerful in, you know, those social circles.
That's why I'm like, it would be weird. You get invited to these parties, you would have to think about more than just.
You do not go again. If you suspect pedophilia, you say, I am going to put a moral stance. You know, like, you have to care about your soul.
You have to have a boundary.
And we all know that celebrities are such soulful.
Soulless, yeah.
It's so easy to lose your soul, because you're like, oh, I want to make it. I want to make connections. I won't fuck the 14-year-old, but instead I'll just hang around over here. Like, no, get out of there. You don't call the cops. You could get murdered. I mean, actually, you should call the cops. That's not good to say. But if you can do it in a way where they don't know it's you.
Right, I know, but these people want to make it. And like, everyone knew about Harvey Weinstein. They all knew about Harvey Weinstein.
Everyone knew about Bill Cosby. Everybody always knows.
Right.
I know. Isn't it so funny when everyone finds out and then they're like, oh my gosh. And it's like, this was coming out for years. Just in trickles.
Right, yeah. And who's going to fuck up their chance of being rich and famous? Like, who, you know, like.
Well, I fucked it up real good.
Right.
I want to know who Bill Cosby's like roofie connect was. Because how do you get a roofie connect? Like where you know there's a dude who just he has roofies. Like you have to
have constant. He doesn't make those anymore. He was giving people quaaludes. What's a quaalude?
That's what I mean. Like he'd have to have a steady supply of whatever drug this is if he's doing it over 20 years. So he had a quaalude person somewhere.
Yeah, he had a lewd.
I don't know who that is.
Well, moving on to the next topic, which is somewhat related. Justin Timberlake was arrested on a DWI. What is DWI?
Driving while intoxicated.
Driving while. Because I know DUI.
Driving under the influence. But it's the same
thing. Got it. Okay. So he was arrested. And I only giggle because he's been looking psycho in the eyes steady for about 8 years, getting worse. Mm-hmm. And I don't like what he did to Britney. So yeah, he got pulled over. He said he only had one martini. The cop didn't recognize him. He said something like, this is going to mess up the tour. And the Gen Z cop was like, what tour? And he's like, the world tour. But yeah, he spent a night in jail. And, you know, that's what you get when you throw your girl Britney under the bus, JT.
And well, they could be an abortion in the bathroom while you sing a song. Did you know that story?
Yeah, that's just awful. He apparently, didn't they drug test him and he had like poppers in his system and ecstasy? Like he'd been doing all kinds of stuff, allegedly. Like this is just what I read on TikTok or whatever. But yeah, allegedly, like who has poppers in their system on like a night out with friends? Poppers are supposed to make your asshole looser. So like what was up with that? Uh-huh. Yeah, that's why people do it. It like relaxes all your muscles. I'm just curious, why would you do that and then drive?
Huh.
Like, why does your asshole need to be unclenched for you to drive your BMW or whatever?
Are you sure that's like the main thing that they do? I feel like they do something, you know, that makes you feel good. And maybe a side effect is like your loose asshole. But I don't think like people are just using it like that's the main point. Like, I need my ass loose for this.
It is one of the things. It's one of the things. It also gives you like a little buzz. It's like sniffing glue.
So you get a sniffing glue buzz and your butthole gets loose. Yeah. JT, you need new friends. You need new friends. That's not what people should be getting into. And then his mugshot, he looked not hot at all. It looked like his eyes wanted to escape his face.
Yo, he's old. He's old though.
But you know, you can still look good because we're old and I think we're kicking it.
You know, right?
No, he's like our age. Yeah,
he's 45. He's
45.
Okay, yeah. So he's like Gen X. Okay.
Yeah. They were born. I think like he and Britney were born like 1980, 1981, like that. Like they're like
so a little older than us. But they're not that old. They're like we're all 83.
We're millennials, correct? Yeah.
I think you guys are Gen X because your Pluto's. It's about where your Pluto is. Not to bring back astrology, but it's where your Pluto is. So your Pluto's in Libra. Ours is in Scorpio, so we're millennials.
Oh, because I thought I was a millennial because it said online to 43 and we're 43.
Always like, I personally think it's when Pluto changes. That's when a generation starts.
Well, you're the expert.
I mean, I don't know. That's just my opinion. I know people do have, people think it's 1980, 2000. I think it's 1984 or 1983 to 1997 is millennial.
Gen X is pretty badass. It's a good name.
They're a reality bites. They're the reality bites generation. You guys are like, oh,
Gen X like raised themselves at the bottom of a well. Like, I don't know how Gen X grew up.
I know. They're like, my mom made us walk to the airport, you know?
Wait, how old are you guys?
I'm 38.
You're like the same age. You're definitely younger than me, but like.
No, 5 years is a big difference at this age. All right. Because if you're 45 or 50, yeah. 40 or 45, yeah, 35, 40, yeah.
That actually is a good point, because it's like early 40s, mid-40s, mid-40s, late-40s. Yeah, actually, the 40s make a difference with, you're right, yeah.
Like, I worry 45, it'll be over. The looks will be gone.
No, you have to, like, 50.
I'm holding on to them for dear life. I'm doing everything I can.
I think you have until 60 if you take care of yourself. And then afterwards, it's like a slow decline, so you might even have until 70 just being steadily less hot.
If we can get to Manhattan... Because, like, it's easier to stay hot there. People know how to stay hot. And it's like you get the pointers and everybody's trying to be super hot even though they get old. Nobody gives a shit.
You don't need to tell me
twice.
No
one's trying to be hot here.
You don't need to tell me twice. You know,
you guys are like the 10s in your town. I mean, you guys are, I think you guys are a hot couple, but you're also the 10s in your town then.
Yeah, you guys are big fish.
In some towns around we live, we're fucking dime pieces. That's why I love it.
I'm sure.
In Manhattan, we'd just be normal people. But in some of the towns around here, we're fucking like drop dead Hollywood stars.
You guys are super
you should see the towns. You should see the people in these towns.
You're shit talking.
Oh shit. I hope we don't got a lot of listeners.
You guys have teeth, so I'm sure that like puts you up like edge for everybody else.
That's a huge, huge advantage. We call it the tooth advantage.
Yeah. The tooth advantage.
Yeah, at a certain point, it's not a given.
I'm totally getting canceled by all the people who listen from around
here.
Yeah,
wait.
You got to cut that. You got to cut that fucking part.
You want me to cut that?
That was dick. Yeah, I called all the ugly towns around here.
We called all of our friends that we're currently hanging out with ugly.
That's, I meant towns, not their towns, not our friends' towns.
Because our friends are hot. No, our people
didn't say they're ugly. You said you're hotter. That's what you said.
Oh.
Well, I'll say this also.
No, but I meant because the competition is not.
Let's switch the topic because it's going
to
be.
Wait, can I just say for your friends though, people tend to hang out and marry, but also hang out with people who are about their level of attractiveness. So if they're hanging out with you, they're probably also like the hot people of the town.
That's right. There we go.
You know what I mean?
Our friends, definitely, yeah. Our friends are good.
Everybody else.
I want to go to Manhattan. I want to go to Manhattan where everybody's a dime piece and they can turn me into a dime piece.
It makes you feel small sometimes because you're like, oh, everybody's just ridiculously hot and rich. Like, that's an unwinnable game.
I know. It can be depressing as well.
But it can, like, chisel you. Like, I think that's how everybody stays so
hot. It is because you're on this rat race. You're, like, on this hamster wheel all the time of, like, well, if I stop for 1 second, I'm going to be ugly. And it's true. You will be.
It is. You got to be on your game.
Yeah, it's so fucking cool. It's horrible. Who knew that?
Yeah. Okay.
All of your power all the time.
All the time, yeah.
Full time job. Yeah.
It's 24/7, 365.
To be people we got on the podcast where we can talk like this.
Yeah. Where our vanity can fun. Come out.
This is fun.
Okay. I have to go to the next topic because it's
fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Mysterious 10-foot monoliths have been appearing out of nowhere. One was right outside of Las Vegas on a hiking trail. Man. Yeah, I showed you.
Yeah, it was on like the real news with David Muir, like the world news, you know.
Yeah.
Like the biggest news in the world. The world news on like channel fucking 6.
And then it was also in a Utah desert, a California mountaintop, a forest in Romania, and the Isle of Wight off of England's south. Coast and yeah, there
it
were
was
no
like reflective. It was like made a mirror. It almost looked like.
Oh yes,
I see. Like things like
no tracks around it. People who found it, they were like, "This would be hard to get in the ground." There weren't tracks around it. Like he said, it was reflective and almost alien. It's beautiful.
PR stunt. I bet it's to sell Blue Chew. It's 100% PR. It's like for dick pills or something.
Wait, would it
to sell deodorant? It's a big toothpaste put them up. It's going to be something where you're just like, come on.
Wait, what is it exactly?
It's like a giant mirrored like obelisk or whatever. It's like
in kind of like a square, so it has sides.
Right, out of nowhere.
Prism looking thing.
It's like in the middle of the desert, and it's like it's mirrored, so it just reflects. It almost looks invisible.
Can I ask? How come no one who's like a Harvard grad ever sees things like this? Why is it always like? Bumpkins that seem rude.
No, wait. The Las Vegas PD said it would leave it to the internet sleuths to work on the mystery.
They're in on it. No,
why is Ruth Bader Ginsburg never seen a model? Like, she's dead. I'm sorry. Why is it Bill Gates never seen an alien? You know what I'm just saying? Like, why is it people we would never trust in our lives that see these things? Not aliens.
No. You know who sees it, though? Harvard grads with, like, the craziest looking motherfuckers you've ever seen. That's who's on, like, Ancient Aliens. That's who's on.
No, I know people who've seen things.
They're, like, professors, but they look
crazy. Okay, you do know people. I've never met people who seen things.
I know people who were legit, who have seen different things, like Bigfoot, aliens, all sorts of things.
Okay.
A lot of them are not crazy. So...
Okay.
I'm all about that. And I think it's going to keep getting weirder. I think reality is going to show itself to be way more layered and mysterious than people expect. Some dimensions might open up. I'm obviously here for it. Regular life so far, it's okay. I have some complaints. So I'm ready for more freaky stuff like mermaids, fairies, etc. So I'm hoping, you might be right, Karen, it's some freaking ad, it's an advertisement. But I'm hoping it's like a sign from some paranormal being.
I'm guessing it's Citibank.
Those Harvard grads.
Right. I just think that everything's a fucking stunt and everything has to be like 10 levels higher. You know what I mean? I bet that's how Stonehenge came around. It was like the first person who invented the wheel was like, they're not even going to believe this. Like big wheels behind this, you know, like just some sick PR thing where they're like, but how, why? You'll never know. Come by the wheel.
So Karen, you've never seen an alien or a spirit?
I don't think so. I hallucinated that there was a spider once at my friend's house when I was coming off mushrooms, but I realized that it wasn't real because it was like jumping from the wall, freaked me the fuck out. It was huge. And I was like, where the fuck are you? Hello? Like Jesse, come help me. Like there's a giant spider in your house. And she was like out in the woods. So like,
oh my God,
I don't know, but it was jumping from wall to wall. And eventually I was like, oh, I've never seen a spider jump like from wall to wall. So, and then I realized it wasn't real. So, but that's not a spirit. That was a hallucination.
Okay, that is a scary one though, and an interesting. Scary. Have you looked up the symbology of spiders?
No, I haven't. Why? What is it? Do you know?
Well, one of it, I Googled it a while ago, so it might not be totally fresh. But one thing is the weaver of your own destiny, which I love. So it's reminding you that you're a co-creator of your present moments. And then, for me, I also felt like they represent non-duality. The light and the dark, because people are so freaked out by spiders that it's like, wait, they're here for a purpose. They eat insects. They keep, you know, some harmony and balance in nature. So they have some good vibes to them and bad vibes. It's both.
They're misunderstood, Karen. They're just like misunderstood.
Just like me. Yeah. I wish I'd known that at the time. That would have really changed my life. Oh, it was a wasted opportunity. You know, you're the first person that I ever heard the use the word co-create. Came from. Mm-hmm. You read my tarot once, like years ago, when I was going through like a really heinous breakup, and with someone I was with for like a decade. And you read my tarot, and you're like, you're in the situation, and then you're like, but you have to ask yourself, how did you co-create it? The wrong way, but like, what did you do? And I was like,
responsibility.
You're right.
That's you lovely. Were right.
I mean, I didn't mean it negatively, and it's in no way saying like you were a victim in that moment, but I know on my end when I was repeating some romantic cycles, I had to be like, wait, what is it about me that I'm energetically attracting this pattern? What do I need to break and face and heal? So yeah. But yeah, I know people are really using a lot of those terms now. Co-create, manifestation, consciousness. It's very popular.
Do you still do tarot? Because you're so good. I was telling Amanda, I was like, you don't understand. She's so good.
You did my tarot. It was great. Yeah.
When?
Recently, because she gave me an astrology report, which included a 2-hour breakdown, did his. They didn't talk for 2 hours, and then did Shane's, but just kind of told me and emailed me, and I emailed to Shane the report, but she did so much. I was like, you're getting it.
I'm happy to, because I like to practice. So like, I'm happy to help if you guys send me like people you want to like work with or like date or, well, you already have a husband, but like, you know, let me know.
Yeah. Wait, Karen, what's your sign?
I'm a Gemini, May 31st.
Ooh. Very sensitive and in touch.
Mm, I am sensitive.
I know. Anyway, I'm going to go to the next topic. Not a great segue, but all good. So a ride in Portland, Oregon got stuck upside down for about 26 minutes, 50 feet high. Did you see
that? I don't do those. I don't do rides. Because of that, I don't do that. No, hell no. Not today, Satan. No.
Yeah.
So it was, what kind of ride was it? It was one of those like upside down, like tour, like.
It's like this circle thing.
Dude, and it twirls you every fucking which way. It's spinning where you're at.
But
and then there's also something like this that's lifting up the spinning john.
Hell no.
It's about and like 25 people, I think, are in it. And like the circle, yeah, and it's spinning every way.
So it got stuck when they're upside down.
While
so
they're upside down.
There's like a group directly. Of people stuck upside down. And like, yes,
yeah, they're gonna be millionaires, probably, right? I hope these people are gonna be millionaires.
Well, I think like you have to get badly hurt to become a millionaire that way.
Oh,
like, if you don't have any physical damages, so like if you got fucked up, like you ruptured your spleen, you're gonna be a millionaire. But if you just are completely traumatized, I don't think you are.
Fuck. Okay.
We can't sue for psychological damages. I feel like you can for emotional distress.
I would be fucking distressed
if that happened to me. Majorly distressed.
There has to be a certain amount of monetary damage before you can sue. And then you can tack on the other stuff, punitive damages and stuff like that. But there always has to be a certain amount of money, like real money that you're out of because of what they did. I'm pretty sure.
That sounds right. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we'd be suing. I mean.
Like if you just shit your pants up there because you're stuck upside down and on a roller coaster type thing for 3 hours. And, you know, you're horrible. Your wife divorced you because you're disgusting. You know, like that kind of stuff can happen.
Bitch tracks for that, right?
Bitch wife. Can you imagine? Like, that's not an immutable characteristic. Like, you can shower. You know what I mean? It's not like being like your personality changed. Can you imagine someone shits themselves one time and you're like, I'm out? I feel like you can take your vows seriously.
No, but like that kind of stuff sticks with you. Like, you don't know what's going to stick with you. Like, that's one day and you're like, that came out of that person and then it could change. It scares me.
Wait, I have a question. When they said like the blood rushes to your head when we were younger, we were like, oh, don't sit upside down because the blood will rush to your head. Is that like a real medical thing that if you're upside down, there's blood rushing to your head and maybe you can't like.
Well, the blood I think it
definitely is because you can pass out that way.
Yeah.
Like there's just too much up here and then your eyes go dark, you know, I think.
No, definitely. That's why people do like those inversion, you know, those like, you know, the machine that you can strap your ankles into and then flop over and just like hang upside down, which by the way, hurts so much to the ankle. Like, I don't know why they don't pad that ankle thing, but it's just like really, really painful. Like, that's why it's not good, but it's to get your.
Because you're in Manhattan, you've done that before. I've never seen one of those in real life. I've seen it on TV.
No, CT, because they don't, no one in Manhattan has room for something like that because it's vertical, it's very thin, but it has a huge diameter because you have to be able to swing all the way around. So I only used it at my friend's years ago, her parents' house in Charlotte, North Carolina. They had one and I did it twice.
And what does it do for you? It makes you taller?
Right?
No, I never knew what it was for. I used to see it on like infomercials.
It's not a stretcher.
It compresses your spine. Yeah, it takes the pressure off your spine and like helps you stretch it out, and it gets the blood rushing to your head so that your little brain can work better. Now you're
also, it's good for you. It's good for you to be upside down because remember when we were little, didn't your parents say don't do that? The blood's gonna rush to your head. So it's
parents never monitored how much time I spent upside down.
No, but like, you know,
I don't think
like,
anybody cares.
No, but like, you know, when you're like too close to the TV, they're like, don't put it too close to the TV. Remember they told us like things like that, that like ended up being like, I don't know, non-consequential.
Do you guys remember when they told us not to swim within like 2 hours of eating or we'll drown? That was
like, wait 20 minutes.
That had nothing to do with anything. There was no correlation.
Because you're just going to cramp up and just go under. You're just, all your capabilities to swim are be gone.
Or if you make an ugly face, it's gonna freeze like that.
Right. That was the patriarchy telling girls to smile more and like.
Yeah, right.
I thought that was a good one because I do think if you make, you know, mean faces all the time, you start to get kind of ugly. Right.
Well, you do think. Get your face out. I try not to move my forehead too much so I don't wrinkle it.
Is that right? Is that a thing? Yeah. This is shit I need to learn. This is the type of shit I'm talking
Manhattan.
About.
Right? This is Manhattan. This is city people stuff. Yeah.
Exactly.
Botox, it won't move. That's why I do preventive Botox because it won't move and you won't wrinkle.
Definitely. Right.
Wow. You can do that in the forehead?
Oh, yeah.
I totally fucking do it.
Like 20 units or so, right? I don't know.
Right. Smooth that shit right out.
20 CFUs. Thank you.
Okay. We
what
have
about like, the lips one? Hold up, real quick.
That's not Botox. That's filler.
He's so vain. Like you're so high maintenance.
Baby, I don't have any lips, and I think it would be really cool to walk into work and have like voluptuous lips.
Do the Kylie Jenner lip challenge. Put the shot glass
around it. Yeah, it'll permanently rupture certain blood vessels, but you'll look pretty snatched.
Are you serious?
Kylie
Jenner says she got lips like that because she put like a shot glass in her lips, not because she got fillers.
Little girls were like rupturing their lips trying to be like Kylie Jenner, and she could have just said, yeah, I got injections, wait till you're 18 and then go do whatever you want to your face.
You're a millionaire and then you get
right
yeah.
But what in the off chance that she's right?
No. No.
And then you don't have to get no needles.
No, but that's not how she was doing it. She was doing it with fillers. Like, that's why everyone hates the Kardashians, because they're whatever. Khloe's like, my nose is from my contouring. Or lips from my lip kit. Like, they lie about the procedures and say it's from their makeup when it's not, you know? That's why people hate them now.
Yeah, they're liars.
I'm starting to hate them. I don't even know about this, but I feel it.
They'll say something that's true also. Like, Kim's had a million procedures to look how she does. She's had kids, and no one looks like that after kids. It's just crazy.
Well, so three of them, she had surrogates. She had three surrogates.
But she also carried a child in her body, and there's no physical evidence of that whatsoever. That's a lot of money, allegedly, whatever, but that's what it is, right? You have money, you get handled by a doctor, because that's not how, like, your body works. No one gets a smaller, no one has less meat on their body after having given birth and, like, also being in their 40s. Like, that's insane. Nobody looks like that. But she's like, oh, but I work out. But here's the thing. She does work out. She works out, like, every single day, all the time. But that's not, you know, I take vitamins every day. That didn't make my lips bigger.
I think we need to hang out with the Kardashians and get to the bottom of all this.
Right. Her body is really because of like, yes, she works out and eats right. But if you and I or all of us exercise and eat right, we're not going to get that body. You also need the procedures on top of it. That's like, that's the point.
That's it. Yeah.
Or at least the injections, like what they're eating, their supplements, they're getting the best of the best.
We have no idea yet. Like, in 20 years, they'll be like, oh, this is what the Kardashians do. And now it's $50. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now it's too expensive for us to know. And we have no idea, but like,
I can't wait.
Now, it's like $20 on Groupon. You can do that. You know,
I can't wait till I'm 60. And then we have all those secrets and you can afford it like a regular.
Yeah, that's what happens.
The world's going to come up when that happens.
Yeah. I'm going to look crazy.
AI will just take over everything. So
I know. It's going to be an interesting world. Also, we've got the 4th of July coming up. And how do you feel about fireworks? Do you go and still see them? Like, do you make an effort at this point?
I would go to my parents' roof and look with my eyes, but I'm not going to like go to a place with a lot of people in it. I don't go to where people are anymore. I don't like it. It's too much commotion. There's too many of them. If there's an active shooter situation, I don't want to be stuck with a bunch of people I don't know. Like, I'm not. I don't do crowds or marches or parades. Hell no. I'll just use my eyes to look up. You know what I mean?
That's how you avoid a mass shooting. Don't be in a mass.
Don't be anywhere.
Yeah.
Wait, Amanda, you're in Hoboken and they have the most beautiful fireworks because it's right across. What's the river called again? Hudson.
Yeah.
It's right across the Hudson. So do you go out and watch then?
I do. I mean, I like fireworks. I hate when there's fireworks and no one tells us, because I'm like, are we being attacked? Like, does it happen? Like, there's fireworks and you don't know, and you're like, oh my God, we're being attacked. Like, is everybody, you know? I really hate that. Like, they really should send out a warning to everybody, because I was like, oh my God, get down, you know? But
now you can buy them everywhere. So people are setting them off like in our neighborhood on random nights too. And we don't know if people are shooting.
I know. People do in the city. The other night, like a few nights ago, they were just, and it was like low in the sky, you guys. Like, someone was doing it like right there. And they're just all these fireworks. It sounds like someone's being murdered. And they're right here. I'm just like, oh, are you like down the street? This isn't safe. Who's blowing their hand off right now?
Yeah, like nobody knows how to do it. You could just go buy them and it's not like a problem.
That's someone's whole job. You know, people like, that's someone's entire profession is setting up fireworks, and people just do it like on an afternoon.
Is there, what, how do you get that job? I want to be that. Well, I feel like that's an awesome job.
Probably have to train, right? I mean, it's probably like a whole.
I feel like it's generational. Like, if your dad did fireworks, you probably are going to do
fireworks. That's right. It's like being a groundskeeper at the Yankees, you know, like.
Right. Right.
But do you have to be a firefighter? Am I wrong? Did I read that somewhere? You have to be a firefighter to do the firework? Maybe I'm wrong.
Look, around here, it always used to be like the fire department was putting on shows 4th of July or whatever.
That's the fire. Like, my town.
And it was illegal to buy them if you were just a civilian.
You couldn't, right?
Yeah, no, you had to drive to like South Carolina or something.
Yeah. No, you can't buy them. But you can buy them down south for sure. And like in like rural Pennsylvania and stuff, I feel like.
No, yeah, in Pennsylvania. They just made it a few years ago that you can
really
buy. Yeah, so now they're everywhere.
That's probably why we've seen some crazy fireworks shows in our backyard, basically.
Sometimes it's dope.
No, sometimes it's great. But like Amanda said, if you're not aware, you think you're being attacked.
Like, no, it's not nice to do dogs. It's not nice to the dogs.
No.
It's nuts. It's like not nice to them to like, you know, they think they're under attack too.
In a post
9/11
world,
what?
In a post 9/11 world, like why is that allowed? Right. If you can take your shoes off to board an airplane, why are people just letting off fireworks willy-nilly?
Literally. Or send like those Amber Alerts, those mass texts, like, listen, guys, there's going to be fireworks. Like, don't, it's not a nuclear bomb. Like, just don't, you know, whatever.
All right, chill. Everybody just relax.
Tell your dog to shut the fuck up. Because...
Shut the fuck up. Stop shaking.
All right, before we end, I want to do one segment called Cool or Not Cool. It's a segment we do sometimes.
Yes.
Cool or not cool, shit talking.
Ooh.
Talking cool or not cool.
Who are you asking?
That's a loaded question.
I mean, I guess
then, Karen, you can answer too, but
shit talking your best friend, not cool. Shit talking someone you regularly hang out with, not cool. Shit talking someone who fucked you over, absolutely cool. Vent. Yeah.
I like that answer.
That was solid and quick.
So, you know, there's that book Sapiens by Yuval Harari. Okay. I'm like super late to the game. It was like popular years ago and I just downloaded it on Kindle because it was free, but I started reading it and he's the one that said that there's some evidence. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's an interesting theory. The reason that human beings, there used to be other sapiens, like there used to be other humans, other species of humans, and now there are none. And it's just us. And the reason that we were so successful is because we developed like spoken language. And the reason we did that was so that we could have greater social cooperation. And the way that we had greater social cooperation and bonded with other individuals was talking shit about people. So we developed vocal cords and language so that we could gossip about people because that's the glue that binds us together. I think it's cool.
I think when my buddy, one of my buddies, he shit talks and he'll tell me like a little gossipy story and it will be the funniest fucking story I've ever heard. And he doesn't let it come out, so it doesn't hurt the other people. He just tells me so I can laugh with him about it. Okay. And I think that's really
like cool. Therapist, you're shit talking with a therapist essentially, so you're that's like you know.
I love to talk shit, but I will not let someone find out that I talk shit because I don't want to hurt their feelings. But it's just fun. You're at somewhere with some and somebody's doing something weird. You have to go tell someone else about it.
No, but if you're shit talking a true friend a lot behind their back, you got to look at that. That's an example where it's not okay.
I trust nobody. If I see if you shit talk to me, someone I see you hang out with a lot, I don't ever trust you.
Mm-hmm.
If it's malicious, that's different. Like, if
no, it's like don't like I would never talk shit about Karen to like anybody, you know.
Exactly.
And if I, you know, what I mean, like, if I knew, like, I see you hang out with someone a lot, and you're shit talking them to me, and we're not that close.
No, but also you have to have your code of ethics, like you were saying, like to both of your point, Kate and CG. Like, if you're shit talking a friend, you're a sociopath. I think that being a friend is being ride or die, having someone's back when they're not in the room, no matter what, and if you have a problem with them, you tell them. You don't shit talk them. You tell them. So the people that I like truly ride for, I would never ever. But that leaves everybody else. The world is big.
This definition of shit talking is like kind of malicious shit talking. I was talking more about like you tell somebody a funny story about that happened to someone else. So it's not like it's not like you're saying this person's a piece of shit. You know. To me, like there's a few talking. Different kinds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not about the shit talking where you're just trying to trash somebody.
Like
usually in any situation, I'm not. Right. Like I'll let somebody vent to me if they need to.
Right.
But like I'm not going to try to trash somebody either.
Right.
Like, I'm just that's not how I am.
I guess like the litmus test is like, would this person, if this person knew you did that, would they be upset with you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like if I tell you a story and you tell someone else, like, I don't know. Right. Like, would they be okay with you saying that when they're not there?
And if I don't know, if I'm like, I'll just tell that person, let that person tell the story. Like, honestly, I can't imagine any one of you guys telling me something. And then even if it was like an amusing story or whatever, I feel like I would just let you tell it. I don't know if I would be repeating stuff. I just don't
know that.
I don't, I feel like that's
real. Right.
Shitty. Like, what if you didn't want that repeated? What if I don't think it's a big deal, but you think it's a big deal?
Right. It's not your story to tell. It's like,
it's not yours.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you don't have any stories of your own.
Yeah, I think there are different degrees of shit talking, you know? So like if there's a negative intent in there and it's getting toxic, no. But I think we do some positive shit talking.
Positive shit talking. Well, it's like that's my favorite kind.
If you go to a party and you witness some crazy things and like you leave together, like it's fun to be like, yo, did you fucking see that? What just happened?
Right.
That's the kind I love.
It's like a breakdown. you know.
So, but it'll be between me and you. It'll be between me and you, and it like of you know, just of what was fucking hilarious because people act, they're hilarious. Our friends are hilarious, and like you know, so I think gossip. That's fun.
It's more like gossip, right? Because I feel like shit talking is always negative, and gossip can be kind of neutral.
Oh yeah, because we were talking about different things. Because well, I kind of shit talking, I just think is not cool.
If one of you guys got like sold a TV show or whatever, and I was like, holy, like I can imagine telling me being like, yeah, oh my god, my friend sold a TV show, it's so like that. Okay. I don't like, you know. Well,
so in the Torah, not to make this like a Jew podcast at all, but in the Torah, they say that like you know they say Lashon Hara, but. If what I tell you about Karen would ruin Karen's reputation or like impede Karen from like getting a job or like, then you absolutely don't say it. Mm-hmm. So that's like the definition of like bad talk.
Mm-hmm. I'm good with that.
Saying like, oh, Karen had a baby. Karen's date has a great boyfriend. Karen, you know, looks beautiful. She did this and looks beautiful. That's not going to impede her from you thinking differently about Karen or her preventing a good job, a roommate, you know, anything like so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hear you. I think a lot of people do the negative shit talking where they don't even realize like you can ruin a reputation just because you felt like telling a story and amusing someone for a second. You know, you can totally shift how someone sees that person. So,
right.
So I do think it's good to be mindful.
But it'll shift how people see you too. Like if you're shit talking like a mutual friend of ours, like I'm like, look at you though. Like, look at you. And like, isn't that nasty? You're being a little nasty. Even if it's true, sometimes it has the opposite effect where it like makes you feel worse for that person. And you're like, oh, you shouldn't be saying that.
I know. Yeah.
True.
I'm never going to be afraid. Like, I'm not going to be honest with you ever again, right? If you're doing
ever. No.
Right.
Just you, you know?
Amen. Well, thank you, ladies, for coming on. Where can people find your podcast, you guys individually? Karen, well,
thank you so much for having us on. Okay. You can find our podcast. It's called The Audacity. And we're on YouTube. It's youtube.com/@audacitycomedy. We also throw stuff up on Instagram and TikTok. And my personal Instagram is Karen Margolis. It's K-E-R-E-N Margolis.
Yay.
Yay. And thank you guys for having us. Yes, I am so sorry I was late and I messed this up. Thank you for being flexible. I really appreciate it. Great people. And it was fun. Yeah, like Karen said, The Audacity and, you know, the Amanda Gale. So.
Yeah, thank you both so much. You're two of the best female comics out there. I don't know why I just said female. I feel like so many people are like, why do you got to say female before comic? So I'm getting so PC. I feel like I've gotten a lot more scared. I think like teaching does that to you too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, fire.
Thank you guys for coming. It was awesome.
Two fire comics. Thank you guys
so much for having us on. This was so much fun.
Of course.
We love you.